Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. This is Corey. I am here with Hampton, and today we're going to continue the conversation we've been having the last couple of days around common challenges that first-time managers can experience or face. And so the first one we want to start with today is that a challenge that a first-time manager could face is the ability to communicate with effectiveness. And communication, when you become a manager, it is elevated in the sense of there are skills or expectations that you need to be able to communicate in different ways than you did as an individual contributor. Maybe you are now responsible to communicate not just within your team, but to communicate across other teams within the organization or across the organization as a whole, which could include team members, or it could include your bosses, or it could include peers that are in other departments that you need to communicate with effectively in order together to get things done that you need to get done as an organization. And so there's just new skills that need to develop that allow you to be more effective at communication, and communication ultimately in a way that drives the outcome that you want and that moves people. And so you have to double down on really building those communication skills, which could include just making sure people are aligned, making sure people are clear on priorities, or people are clear on how they contribute or how they connect, or goals that they need or expectations that they have. So communication is one of the most important skills that you have as a human being, but it becomes even more important whenever you take on the responsibility of leading people. And so you want to be able to grow in communicating more effectively, but that can be a challenge for a first-time manager. So Hampton, what are some of the other ones that could be challenges?
I've seen a lot of managers struggle with this one, especially as I've talked to some of the product champions that are running WildSpark for their organizations. They share that managers are struggling with this, and that's delegating and trust building. Again, a lot of times first-time managers are used to being very successful, really only being responsible for themselves, getting a lot of work done, being kind of a rock star high achiever. And so what happens is you end up in this role, and maybe in the beginning, if you don't have like a ton of responsibility on your plate, you can probably do some of those things on your own. Like you could probably be Superman and do everything on your own. But over time, as your team grows, you're going to get super burned out if you try to do everything on your own. And your team is not going to grow. They're not going to be empowered. And so some of the best ways that you can build trust with your people is by delegating not just tasks to them, but at some level, delegating authority to them. A very prime example of this is I am no longer on the sales team at WildSpark, but when I was in the beginning 3 years ago, my director of sales was a lot closer to me when I was learning to do that. And my CEO, the OG seller of WildSpark, made a comment to me probably a year and a half into it. And he said, "Hampton, I think you are now better at selling this than me." And if you think about it, maybe I should be, because I was spending 40 hours a week doing it versus his two. And so I think that's another way that you can think about it. If you want to continue to grow in your career and your responsibility, if you're never giving things away, eventually you're going to be completely full and you're not going to be able to grow. And I think that comes from humility to be able to give things away. Like a lot of CEOs may not admit that their people are better than them at something. And so it really, not only did it free him up to do like more important things, but it also gave me a whole lot of confidence that, wow, he really believes in me. And so that built a lot of trust through that delegation there. And then finally, we're going to talk about coaching and developing others. That's the last one. This one is really, really important. And so much of leadership is just knowing the way, going the way, and showing the way. I think that's what John Maxwell says, learning and growing yourself. So when it comes to coaching and developing others, I found one of the best ways to have influence with your team in this is to be an aggressive learner yourself. If you're not learning, if you're not growing, and you're not prioritizing that, then that's kind of acting like you have it all together and you don't have anything to learn. As leaders, there's always new things to learn. And so one of the best ways that I've been able to help people grow is inviting people in to some of the things that I'm learning, or even practicing some level of vulnerability, saying, "This is actually an area of weakness for me that I know I need to grow in. I'm going to be working on that. What about you?" And so if you act like you have it all together, it's going to be hard to coach and develop your people. But if you're a real human and say, "Here's where I'm growing," then they're going to be much more likely to say, "Oh, I think I need to grow here too." And then you can, at some level, hold them accountable on that. So come back tomorrow for the last three.